What are the Christmas traditions of Eli Young Band? We asked them that last night with today's Q106 morning show. Jackson and Steph, a very intimate up close with Eli Young Band experience that was so cool for 106 of our country club members at Lone Girl Brewing. Eli Young Band did a great job not only with their songs, but with their stories.
Yeah, and I'm tired today, and I blame the Eli Young Band 100% for that.
Well, Jackson stayed out with them, and you can listen to the full story on what happened when Jackson went bowling with Eli Young Band.
Yeah.
Just text the word podcast to 608-321-1063, and you can hear that story. It's very fun. But back to the Christmas traditions. Mike Eli was about to talk about the Elf on the Shelf tradition, but first, we found out something kind of sad about John Jones from the band.
My dad never let me believe in Santa Claus, and my mom loves to tell me that story. I know. My mom...
Do you need a hug right now?
I don't know. I'm good.
Steph, go over there and hug that man right now. Hug that man.
So welcome to Eli Young Band Therapy 101.
Yeah. It's fun to watch it through my son's eyes.
Oh, man. He was then telling about his 6-7-year-old son who is just loving Christmas, loving Santa. It's like, oh, man, I had to hug him after the show, yeah. John Jones.
Yeah, yeah. And also, even though it sounds like my voice, that was his bandmate, Mike, going, wah, wah, making fun of him as he was saying something that is honestly pretty sad.
Man, the whole crowd was like, what? Yeah. Oh, everybody believes in Santa. Come on.
So we were talking, and Mike Eli, the lead singer of the band, was talking about just a Christmas tradition that you may be having.
Yeah, I do. Mine is Zippy.
Yeah. Yep. May have going on at your house.
Everybody does the elf thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter is, this is a big deal. So this isn't really a story of favorite traditions. I think it's more of a story of uh-oh traditions, because we've realized that we need to put the elf somewhere where he can't get it, because he got it. And it was like, I had to fly in like Superman to make sure that I got it back to where it was, because any time that he's gotten close, she's almost flipped out about him taking the magic away. And so I saved the day that day, but because he climbs on everything, you know, you can't always put the elf on the ceiling. You know?
Mike, I found a list of where you can find magical powers to replace your elf. It involves cinnamon, glitter. You got that at the house?
I hate glitter, so no.